As the Mishnah on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis begins the Sugya of Shvisas Kalim, we bring you a discussion presented by Rav Daniel Neustadt Shlita on the permissibility of maintaining an e-commerce website on Shabbos or Yom Tov.
The Shaila that we are discussing today deals with a website that is owned by a frum yid who is Shomer Shabbos, who is Shomer Yom Tov. It is a business website where people log on, find out some information, and then hopefully, from the business point of view, they will swipe their credit card, they will give over their information and buy the product or the service that's being offered on the website. And the shaila is, does a frum website owner need to go through the tircha, need to go through the process of shutting down the website when Shabbos and Yom Tov come around? Since after all, when the credit card information is loaded into the website, a sale goes through. There's going to be a transaction taking place. The Yid, the Frum Yid, who is the owner of the website, is profiting from the transaction that's taking place on the website on Shabbos. And we know that Chazal made a gzera against Mekach HaMemkar. A person is not supposed to do business on Shabbos. There are a number of reasons behind that gzera, either because of the din of Mimtzei Heftzach of Edaber Dover. A person is supposed to, on Shabbos, keep away from all kinds of business transactions. It's not what you're supposed to do on Shabbos. Or it's gzera derabbanan that Mishum De'osi L'idei Ksiva, Rashi says in Be'edat Lama Zayin. You're going to come to writing, a person goes through a transaction, he buys, he sells, it needs to be recorded. Bookkeeping is an integral part of every business, and if you're not going to report it, you're not going to be able to do and to know what's going on in your account. So Chazal made gzeira, transactions, sales, gift giving, all kinds of kinyonim are forbidden, are also to do on Shabbos. Here, a kinyan is taking place, but the kinyan is not taking place through an action of any single individual, because the person who owns the website is at home. He's having a Shabbos meal. He's taking a Shabbos nap. He's not even aware of that, what's taking place on his website. He is Yoshin al Mitosoi, and the website is doing his job for him. The question is that type of a Mekach HaMemkar also something that Chazal assured, and therefore a person will be required to make sure that his website is shut so that his website does not do a kinyan for him? Or do we say that that is not an issue? So there's no question that Midiraisa, this is no problem whatsoever. We pass it like Basilil that Shvisas Kalim is not one of the things that the Torah assured. The Torah taka has forbidden the person to do melacha. There's an Isser HaTorah to do melacha with his behemah, or with his avadim, or with his ketanim. But his kalim, there's no such gzera according to Basilil. Which I may argue, but we pass it like Basilil that Shvisas Kalim is mutter and Shabbos, so a person is allowed to open up his water gardening system before Shabbos and let the water system water the garden an entire Shabbos long. So his kelim are doing a job for him and malacha for him, but it doesn't make a difference because it's not him, it's his kli. And there's many, many such examples here too. It's not him, it's his website. A website is not something which is ne'esar to a midini hatayr to do malacha, and therefore based on that alone, it would not be an issa deraisa, that would be lechay. But still, we need to figure out whether or not there would be a gzeira midirabonon against such a type of a transaction where the person himself is not involved. There is no active transaction taking place because he's not even aware of what's going on. He's not doing any maisa. But there's a passive kinyan taking place. While he's doing nothing, his account, his chatzar, so to speak, his virtual space, is being coined on his behalf. Is that also usher? Is that also included in Chazal's decree, Chazal's gzeira against doing Mekach HaMemkar? Or did Chazal only usher an active type of a kinyan, and a passive kinyan that takes place was of no concern to them? Mitzad HaSvara, one could argue and say that since the basic reason behind the Isser of Mekach HaMemkar is Shem Yichtoiv, you may come to writing. So if you're not actively involved, how are you going to come to writing? If you're part of the transaction, if you're doing the sale, if you are the one who's purchasing, so then we can understand that you may come to write that action down. But if there's no action taking place, so there is also no writing of that action taking place, and the gzeira of Shema Yichtov L'chayra should not apply. And even if the idea behind Mekach HaMemker is because of Mimitzoy Cheftzach of Adab Dover, but again, that's an Isser in the Gavra. The person should not be involved in Kinyonim. It's not of the Shabbos spirit. But if you're not involved, your machine is involved. So it's not Shaykh to make an Isser against the machine. And since there's no Gzeira of Shema Yichtov, the Svara should dictate that this should be Mutter because there's nothing active taking place. One could argue, there's a Kveger in Shalosh and Chubis, a Simon Kufn and Tess, that seems to indicate otherwise. Rav Eger over there is dealing with the situation of whether or not a person whose son reaches the day in Lamed Aleph on Yom Shabbos and the Pidyon Aven needs to be taking place that day. You cannot do a Pidyon Aven on Shabbos because that's the Kinyon taking place between the Kohen and the father. There's a Kinyon, the money has to exchange hands and the Kinyon has to be Chal. So the shaila that the Rav Kveger deals over there is it mutter to give the money over to the Kohen on Erev Shabbos with a tnai, with a condition, al menas, that the Kinyan should be chal on Shabbos. So the action is taking place on Erev Shabbos. That's mutter. The Kinyan itself, the closure of the Kinyan, is taking place on Shabbos. Is that permitted? The Rav Kveger is machmer. Rav Kveger says that since the Kinyan is going to be done on Shabbos, so therefore, even though there's no Maisa Kinyan, but there's a Chalois Kinyan, that also is part of the Gzeira of Mekach HaMemker. Oivazoi, according to the Shtigler Rav Kveger, there's a svar to say that here too, since there is a Chalois Kinyan taking place on Shabbos, and therefore it should be also. But it seems to me that not only is this a Kveger not agreed upon by many Achrenim, there are a Mshik, and there's a Shoyalim Meshev, and there's a Chazanish, and there's many Achrenim who disagree with the Rabbi Kveger. But even if we were to be Machmir like Rabbi Kveger, and the truth is that in Shalos Chuvas Igros Moshe, he also deals with this subject, and he brings Rais L'Isser, and he brings Rais L'Heter, and in the final analysis he says that we should be Machmir only because Rabbi Kveger was Machmir, and Kvar Hoyru Zokain, such a senior Pesach like Rabbi Kveger was Machmir, and therefore until we have better understanding of the Sugya, says Rabbi Moshe, we should be Machmir. So therefore, L'Chayra, Kuntur Rabbi Kveger, we should be Machmir in our case. But really, the cases are not similar. Because in our case, one does nothing on Erev Shabbos for the Kinyan to be taking place on Shabbos. One has a website that runs 7 days a week. It runs automatically once it's programmed, once it's set up. The website does what it has to do. There's no action taking place that needs to make sure that one activity of Erev Shabbos will result in an activity on Shabbos. As opposed to the case where Rabbi Kveger is talking about, the case of the Pidyon Aven, over there an action is done on Erev Shabbos, al menas, that the Kinyan should be chal on Shabbos. That is the way the Kinyan is set up. It's a Maisa Kinyan on Erev Shabbos, to set up a Chalois Kinyan on Shabbos itself. That is possible to say that over there, Chazal Makbid, and they said, Lamaisa, you're setting up the Kinyan to be taking place on Shabbos. It's Mukhrich that the Rukveger would have to be maskim, that in our case, he also wouldn't be Machmer. Because really, there's a din in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Zayin Siv Dalad, that it is permitted for a Yid to give money over to a Goy on Friday, al menas, that he should buy, he should do business for him, whatever he has a chance, as long as he doesn't tell him to do it specifically on Shabbos. And as long as the Yom HaShuk is not on Shabbos, it is permitted for a Yid to give money over to a Goy, and to tell the Goy, whenever you have a chance to buy stuff on my behalf, to do business for me, go ahead and do it. And if the Goy does it on Shabbos, it's Gzolodik, it's Mutter, no question, the Mechaber is Mutter, nobody disagrees. Mechaber is Shver, how could it be Mutter? when the guy actually buys the item on Shabbos, there's a passive kinyan taking place on behalf of the Jew. It's true, there's no activity taking place by the Yid who doesn't even know about it. They're shloft in debt. But passively, his account, he now became the proud owner of a new car because the guy bought it for him without him knowing about it. A passive kinyan took place, yet it's clear in Shulchan Aruch that it's mutter to do. So what would Rav Kveger do with that din in Shulchan Aruch? But Rav Shabbos, it's like we said, over here, a person is not doing an action so that this action will result in another action. I'm just giving you money. I'm giving the guy money. And the guy could do whatever he wants to do. Oibazai, then, since I'm not involved, I have no shaykhs to it. The guy could do it in Shabbos, cannot do it in Shabbos. I'm all yeah, I'm all nisht, it's not mukhrich. And therefore, has nothing to do with me. I passively, it's happening. What do I have to do with the passive kinyan? I'm not involved at all. In the case of Kveger, it's true I'm not involved in the actual chalos kinyan that takes place in Shabbos, but it's not passive. It's half active because I set it up on Shabbos al menas that it should be chal on Shabbos. That is my input. My input is that I want it to begin today and end tomorrow. Azam kinyan. It's very possible that the Kveger at least holds that this would be something which is included into the gzera of Lekach HaMemker. And the story could be that since I am setting it up on Menasher Shvichal tomorrow, so therefore there's a sharkish svara to say that there would be a gzera of Lekach HaMemker. There would be a gzera of Shem Yov Lichtav. After all, I'm interested in making sure that it happens today, so I'm going to record it today. That was Chazal's fear, that I'm going to record the Kinyan. That fear still exists in that action that Rav Kveger describes, but it doesn't exist in the situation that we are talking about, and therefore, lekula alme, a passive kinyan like that, will be something which is not included into the gzer of Chazal. That is issue number one. The other issue that needs to be discussed, whether or not there should be an isser of leaving a website open on Shabbos, has to do with with another gzeira of Chazal, which is related to this gzeira, and that is the gzeira of Schar Shabbos. Chazal said, in connection with the gzeira of Mekach HaMemker, they said that one is not allowed to profit. There cannot be any schar, that a person could make money from an action, from a pe'ula, or from a melacha, which is done in Shabbos. And not only a melacha which is osur to do in Shabbos, even if it's a melacha which is mutter to do in Shabbos, such as babysitting, or other activities like that, which are inherently mutter, but to make money off of it, to gain off of an activity that's done in Shabbos, is also osur, and this is part of the general gzeira against doing Mekach HaMemker on Shabbos. And therefore, L'chayr, over here, his kelim, his machine, his website, is Zenech Nami, there's no gzeira against making a kinyan. Of a Lamaisa, there's a Schar Shabbos element over here. Because the person gains and makes a profit from the actions that are done on his behalf on Shabbos. And Kenzain, even if you were hold that the actual Isser doesn't exist to do so, but he would not be able to make money from Shabbos. Similar to that we find in the Achreinim, that a person who makes money off a savings account on Shabbos, he makes an interest. So that is Schar Shabbos, and you have to find Heterim, why that should be mutter. So over here also, he's making money off his machine without an activity, without a pu'ula, a surah, but nevertheless, he's still gaining and profiting from Shabbos, and therefore, that should be osur for him to do over here in our case, that any gains that the website makes on his behalf, he should be osur for him to be nehenna from, and he should have to give that money to tzedakah or find other ways. That lechayra would seem to be another factor that we have to deal with when we're talking about keeping a website open and Shabbos to conduct sales. Of a Lamaisa, this is of no concern whatsoever, because it's clear that the din of Schar Shabbos, Chazal said that the person cannot profit from Shabbos. An action that takes place on Shabbos, whether that action is mutter or osur, cannot profit us on Shabbos. And the truth is, it's not even just an action. Even if you are, let's say, if you own a hotel, and somebody rents a room from the hotel owner just for Shabbos alone, so that chirus of the hotel room is also for the hotel owner to be nehenna from, because that is considered Schar Shabbos. You're not allowed to gain or profit from Shabbos Eber Alim. But over here, there's nothing to do with Shabbos. There's no gain that's taking place on Shabbos. The gain that the Yisrael has, that the Jewish website owner has nothing to do with Shabbos. It has to do with the item or with the service that he's selling. It so happens to be that this sale took place on Shabbos. But the very same sale could have taken place on Sunday or on Friday. It doesn't make a difference. Shabbos was not moisif any more into his gain. He didn't gain because of something that took place on the Shabbos itself. When you rent a hotel room, so it's those 24 hours that you have rented your hotel room to the person, that gives you a gain. It's 24 hours of rental. That 24 hours can never come back again. If you miss that Shabbos rental, you lost 24 hours worth of rent, and now it's no longer available to you. Over here, when you're selling an item, when you're selling a service, that service can be bought on Friday, can be bought on Sunday. You don't gain any more or gaining any less by the item being sold on Shabbos. It's not an activity that takes place on Shabbos. It so happens to be that a sale took place on Shabbos, and you made money off of that sale. And this is lechayer klar that has nothing to do with Schar Shabbos. And the fair bemisin, it doesn't even need a raya. But it's a mishnah of Horeshus and Beya, and it's Allah and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch without any chilek, that a person who needs to find some food for Shabbos is allowed to go to the chenveni, is allowed to go to the store that he has a relationship with, and he's allowed to tell him, just give me some eggs, just give me some egoizim, as long as you don't make a cheshbon, you're allowed to say, and you're avada, you're allowed to go the next day and pay him. L'chaira, how could you pay him for what, for the eggs and for the nuts that you took on Shabbos, if those eggs and nuts you gained from Shabbos? It's Schar Shabbos. What do you mean? The transaction took place on Shabbos, and therefore it's Schar Shabbos. The Torah says that's not Schar Shabbos. That has nothing to do with it. That has to do with the fact that there was items that were purchased. He made money on the purchasing of those items, the regular markup that he makes. Whether he sells it on Friday, whether he sells it on Tuesday, it's always the same markup. Shabbos gave him no gain, and if Shabbos gives you no gain, that is not considered Schar Shabbos. And therefore, the fact that the person's website gains on Shabbos has nothing to do with Schar Shabbos, and therefore that wouldn't be mutter. This idea, the Svara is also Mefurish, and the Shalosh Tshuva is noted. He's talking over there, like the payment that the women have to give to the mikveh where they go in the Leil Shabbos. And he says the reason why he finds that it's mutter is because they have to pay for the schara eitzim, they have to heat up the water. And avada, if you're taking something from a friend on Shabbos, that would not be considered schar Shabbos. You're just taking it on Shabbos and you pay him on b'chayim. And therefore, it's clear to the Beyuda that this will be no issue. It comes out that mitzad the halacha, there's no reason why to aser and to force a Jewish website owner to shut down his website on Shabbos. There's no, doesn't seem to be a halachic reason for that. In addition to that, we see that the minig ha'olam has been for many years that Jewish from Yid that owns vending machines. Many people have a vending machine business. And the vending machine business is really similar to the open website, and actually even worse, because a vending machine business is open 7 days a week. People go there, they put in a quarter, put in 50 cents, and that 50 cents buys them a bar of chocolate. The vending machine belongs to the from Yid. The money becomes his as soon as the money is inserted into the vending machine, and the kinyan takes place, a passive kinyan takes place right into his vending machine. Apparently, the minig has been that we're not choshesh for a kinyan like that. We're not choshesh for Schar Shabbos. It's no marisayin involved. And certainly, in the situation of a virtual website where nobody sees and nobody knows, there cannot be worse than a vending machine. And therefore, it seems to be that mitzad halacha it's aser. Having said all this, there is an argument that can be made that this is a pirtza that could bring to a zilzum in the kedusha of Shabbos. Theoretically, potentially, a person can leave his business open through the internet, ganze Shabbos, and make money. And who knows where that can lead to? Everybody knows that in the Igros Moshe, the well-known tshuva in the fourth chelik in Or HaChaim, that he holds, the Rav Moshe held, that it's also to even set a time clock on Erev Shabbos, and that they should turn on your appliances. And even though mitzat ikar halacha, it's not also because shvisas kelim is mutter, like we said before. But Rav Moshe was very concerned that once we're matter time clocks, so it's possible that a person could come up with a system that all of the factories and all of the stores could be somehow be opened up by time clock and by robots, and all kinds of technological advances could come. There will be a major breakdown in the Shmir and the Kedusha of Shabbos. And Rav Moshe held that using a time clock would be also in the same grounds that Chazal would have answered on Miral Hakam, they also would have answered a time clock. This was what Rav Moshe's Das Torah was. And it's very possible that if somebody would have asked Rav Moshe what he feels about an open website in Shabbos, it could be that he would have answered. Rav Moshe is not here for us to ask today. We are unable to make a gzeira like that. We don't have the koyach that Rav Moshe had. And therefore, mitzvah halacha, I see absolutely no problem. If somebody's choshesh for the zunzun of Shabbos, for piritzah, so then that's something that he has to speak it over with his rab or with the gedola hadar, and they could come up and tell him and guide him whether or not they feel that this is a breach in the choymer of the kedusha of Shabbos. But that's a separate discussion, which is not something that we're able to undertake to discuss here. Our discussion today deals with it mitzad and yonim of pure halacha. And mitzad the halacha, it seems to me that one is not required to shut down his business website in Shabbos, and he may allow it to continue both on Shabbos and both on Yom Tov, and that would not be a breach of the halacha. Thank you.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223, or email info@thehalachacenter.org.